And so there is a word from the Lord today that comes from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15. I'll read from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 15, New Living Translation, it says this. Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia. Because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Then coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north for the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So instead, they went on through Mysia to the seaport of Troas. That night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece, was standing there pleading with him, come over to Macedonia and help us. So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there. We boarded a boat at Troas and sailed straight across the island of Samothrace. And the next day we landed at Neapolis. From there, we reached Philippi, a major city of the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank, where we thought people would be meeting for prayer, and we sat down to speak with some of the women who gathered there. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth who worshiped God, and she listened to us. The Lord opened her heart, and she accepted what Paul was saying. She was baptized along with other members of her household, and she asked us to be her guest. If you agree that I am true, a true believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my home. And she urged us until we agreed. I'm going to preach from the thought, moving from vision to victory. All right. Moving from vision to victory. Perhaps some of you remember the story of Helen Keller. Helen Adams Keller was a successful author that she fought for the rights of the disabled, that she was a political activist, that she was a well-known lecturer in her day. She was born in West Tuscumbia, Alabama. But at the age of 19 months, Helen Adams Keller lost her sight and her hearing. She was both deaf and blind. And so for a number of years, Helen learned some basic gestures to communicate with her family members. It was at the age of 7 years old that she met her first teacher, Ann Sullivan. Ann taught her language, including reading and writing. That Helen Keller got an education at a specialist school and in mainstream education. But Helen Keller, y'all, she became the first deaf-blind person in the United States to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree. From where else? Radcliffe College, Harvard University, nonetheless. That she was voted as one of 100 most important people in the 20th century by Time magazine. This is what Helen Keller once said. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision. This blind woman had vision, and she moved to victory, triumph, success, defeat over seemingly impossible odds that were against her. Let me ask you a question. What's your story? What odds has the Lord allowed you to overcome in your life? What victories can you testify about today, about what God has done for you? Living Faith, we have a testimony today. In circumstances and situations where the odds were against us, look at what God has done for us today. On this December the 31st, can I ask you a question? What vision do you have for your life? Church family, what vision does God have for us as we move forward to 1111 Tally Road? So as we move from the old into the new, celebrating on this New Year's Eve morning, it generally causes us to think about two things. First thing is we visit the past. We look at the days behind us. The natural response is to look behind us as we move forward into what is before us. The past serves as a reminder, y'all, as we think about the residue of God's grace and mercy in the past, all that God did for us on yesterday. So we visit the past, but we also vision into the future. That most of us, well, at least some of us come up with our New Year's resolutions, don't we, some of us? At the top of the list, some of us say that we're gonna drop a few pounds. We're going, hey, watch out now, watch out. Y'all said that too loud. You said it too loud. It was aimed at me too. Hey, wait a minute. we're gonna lose a few pounds, and that we're gonna stop some bad habit. That maybe gonna get good grades, we're gonna spend more time with our family members. And although you may or may not make any resolutions in your life, I believe that somewhere on the inside of all of us, that we're pregnant with the possibility of something better happening in the days ahead of us. That all of us are hoping for and looking for better. All of us dream at some point in our lives. But the question on the table, how do we move from vision to victory? I wonder how many people in here today that you're standing here at the finish line of 2023. And you're looking back right now to the starting line of 2023. But the truth is, nothing has changed between the starting line and the finish line. That what you envisioned, what you hoped for, has yet to come to pass. We thank God that we made it. Don't we thank God that we made it? That here we are at the fit. We thank God that we made it. But how many people under the sound of my voice that your dream has yet to come to pass? You're still hoping and you're still waiting. Why is this? Well, sometimes I believe it's really about God's timing. Yeah. That we have to do with the scriptures. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage and let God comfort your heart. Let God keep you. Sometimes we just have to wait on God. And while we're waiting on God, we have to learn how to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and allow God to direct your path. Sometimes it's about a waiting time. It's God's time. But I believe this too. Sometimes it's a matter of us aborting and abandoning what God has ordained. Can I tell you this morning, listen, don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. Whatever God has planned a purpose for your life, don't give up. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what other people are saying, wait on God. God will bring it to pass. Don't abort God's mission for your life. So how do we hold on to what we hope for until we actually have it, y'all? And so I want to leave us with just a few tips on this New Year's Eve morning to help us all to hold on to what we hope for. Because if it doesn't happen in 2024 or 2025, I believe this. If God ordained it, it will come to pass. Good morning, Minister Sherry Walker. Amen. Amen. All the way across the pond from Japan. Glad to see you in the house. This is just how I roll, y'all. Good to see you in the house today. And so let me leave you with a few tips, and we'll go home. And I know some of y'all probably, y'all got the New Year's tradition. Y'all probably got some hog mogs or some black-eyed peas and some chitlins and some greens and some cornbread. Where y'all live? Amen. First tip, y'all, real quick. Looking at our text today, I think one of the first things we have to do as we hold on to what we hope for until it actually happens is we have to learn how to move over. So Paul, called by God to preach to those outside of Judaism, he preached to Gentiles, that he chooses Silas as his ministry partner as he begins his second missionary trip. And so Paul and Silas and those that followed, they were sensitive to the move of God and the Holy Spirit. And it was evident from the text that we see it, that they were sensitive. They were preaching, y'all. They were preaching the word of God in Phrygia and around the region of Galatia. This is what I believe. When God calls you, answer God's call. When God says, open your mouth and speak, open your mouth and speak. Wherever God says to go, that's where you ought to go. That's where we ought to go. When God says, do a thing, do the thing. The Bible says they went to preach in Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit didn't allow them to go there. Psalm 37:23 says this, let us know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but also the stops are ordered by God. That we have to learn how to move where God wants us to move, how God wants us to move. When God says move, just like that, just move. So as we follow God's leading, we need to have God's wisdom to know the difference between Satan's hindrances and the Lord's roadblocks. Sometimes, y'all, we think it's the devil, that he's holding us down and he's holding us back. But guess what? Sometimes it's God. I'm just being honest. Let me be transparent. When COVID came up, I said it's got to be from the devil. Listen, we trying to get over to 11:11. Everything is shut down. Devil, you a liar. But how many know sometimes it can be the hand of God just slowing the pace down and say, you better hold up for a minute. Wait a minute, woo-woo. Everything will happen in my time. And so sometimes we have to learn how to move over, y'all, God. This man's disappointments are God's appointment. When God closes one door, God will open up another. Hear me, somebody. It happens in verse 9 of the text. That night, Paul had a vision. God gave Paul a vision. The same God that called Paul to missionary work now gives him another vision. And this is what we call the Macedonian call. God has called all of us and given us a vision. God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Make sure whatever you envision for 2024 fits into God's vision and purpose for your life. Did you hear what I said? Because we envision and we dream and we hope for a lot of things, but does it fit into God's plan for your life? Remember, the vision's not just for you. The vision's for people that are around you. This text says there was an unnamed man. So we don't know his name. Minister Torino, I started looking. I said, well, let me look through the text and figure, did we ever figure out what the man's, who was this man? It doesn't let us know. That he had a vision from an unnamed man crying out, come help us. But does it really matter if we know the man's name or not? In our vision, that we have to hear the cries of the people around us. That I believe somebody in the vicinity of 1111 Tyler Road is crying out. And they don't know how to handle their problems, deal with their issues, that they're dealing with failed marriages, they're dealing with job loss, broken homes, addictions, and they're crying out. But the question is, will we live in faith? Live up to the vision that God has called us to reach out to people in the vicinity of 1111 Tally Road. To do that, we have to move over sometimes. It can't be about our agenda and our way. That we have to move out of the driver's seat, put God in the driver's seat, and let God be God and let God do what God wants to do for you. This is a personal word to somebody this morning. You got to get out of the driver's seat. You've been trying to handle an issue all by yourself with your own strength, with your own, and it's failed you. That we have to learn how to get out of the driver's seat. Give it to God. Jesus, take the wheel. Take my will and use me. Control me. Do what you want to do in and through me. We have to learn how to move over. But not only must we move over, we must also learn how to move out. Notice that after being redirected time and time again by the Holy Spirit, Paul again has his vision from this man in Macedonia. Don't know whether it was Luke or Alexander the Great, but God calls and he responds. The text says, we decided to leave for Macedonia at once. We decided to leave for Macedonia, but we're going to wait a week. We decided to leave Macedonia, but let me pray about it for a minute. I love it when I get those responses. When you ask somebody if they'll do something, well preach your pastor. Let me pray about that for a while. That's people's way of saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I'd rather you just tell me no. Than let me pray about it for a while. 2 weeks later, you're still praying. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just saying what I'm saying. We decided to leave for Macedonia. Some translations say immediately they endeavored to go into Macedonia. To say they endeavored, they took the time to prepare and to get ready and to go into Macedonia immediately. We see in this text really the principle of preparation. Living faith, we prepared for a long time. We waited on God for some time. But God is saying to us right now, it's time to go and possess the land. It's time to go into 1111 Tally Road. But the text really, it reeks of the principle of movement too. And again, movement says when God says move, you ought to move out. I wonder how many people sometimes God is speaking to you and telling you now, I want you to move in this moment. I want you to do this in this moment. And we're still sitting there. Then we're patting our feet. And God said, I want you to move out, but all we do is give God excuses as to why we cannot move out, why we cannot do what God is calling us to do, why we cannot do what God is asking us to do. We have to learn how to move out immediately. They got up, they took their stuff, and they went towards Macedonia. In other words, y'all, they caught the vision and began to act on the vision that God had given them. And the sign that they caught the vision, not only what God wants, but personally, the vision that God had, we need to catch the vision that God has for our lives. Yeah. Yes. What vision does God have for you? What do you see for your future? We cannot simply just rest on our laurels. Here's the thing sometimes, that we say we're waiting on God. And all along, God is waiting on us. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're waiting on God to open the door. God's already opened the door. And we can just say, God, I need you to drop it right in my lap. God, I just need it right here, right now. No, you have a part to play. I have a part to play. We have to spring into action. After we see that which is possible, we must do that which is practical. And that's moving out. Being in step with the Holy Spirit. So to move from vision to victory, I'm almost telling y'all, we must also move in. The text says that they left off from where they were and came into the capital of Philippi by boat. And they went outside the city where a group of Jewish people were that were in prayer. This is important because at that time for a group to meet, a synagogue, which would have consisted of 10 males and 10 families, for them to, it had to be at least 10. So the text really lets us know there weren't at least 10 Jewish families in the community. So it would have been customary for them to meet outside of the city near a river or a sea. It was an adopted meeting place at the time. And what I like about Luke in his writing that he gives honor to women. Because women were out there and they were doing what they were doing, that they were out there praying, that they were out there and they were involved in the worship experience of what we would call the then known church. And so Lydia, a businesswoman who worshiped God, was there. And she and her members of her house, they got saved, y'all. They heard the word of God and they got saved. They were baptized. And I love what the text says, that she urged Paul and his companion, come on, go to the house. If you really believe that we've been born again, we're now believing. Come on over to Lydia had it going on. The seller of purple. That she has some deep pockets. And she graciously invites Paul and Silas and their companions to her house. When was the last time you invited somebody to your house? I'm just speaking parenthetically. Y'all looking at me funny now. So receiving a vision from God and moving into that vision will never come without obstacles. But God is greater than any obstacle that may come our way. When human ways to victory seem impossible, divine ways are always possible. God's ways are always possible, beloved. A whole lot happened in Macedonia. That Lydia and her household, they got saved. That there was this demon-possessed, fortune-telling girl that was annoying Paul when you read the text out. that she kept on yelling out, these men are servants of the Most High God. These men are the servants of, and what she said was true. But she kept on saying it. Paul trying to preach. Paul's trying to get his hoop on. These men are the Most High. She got on his nerve. Paul turned around and cast the demon right out of the girl. A lot happens in Macedonia. Lydia and her household will say, a demon is cast out of this girl. Paul and Silas were put in jail. For what? For preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one was saying there would be a huge obstacle that got in their way, but the obstacle was not too big for God. The Bible says it was right around midnight that the earth began to shake and the jail doors opened up and they stepped out. No matter what obstacles come our way, living faith in 2024, I want to let you know God is on our side. That God is with us and there is no obstacle too big for God. We also see where Paul gives clarity to this group of philosophers. You know, they philosophized that they were deep. And, but Paul comes to them and says, listen, let me tell you about this inscription on your stones here, say, to the unknown God. Let me tell you about who this unknown God is. Yeah. Yeah. Living faith, there are people around 1111 Tally Road. And they're serving strange gods. The gods of wealth and money and status and some of their unknown gods. They don't know who they serve. But it's our job to go and tell them about the true and the living God. And to tell them about Jesus Christ. And so God has a purpose and a plan for us, but we got to be ready to move in. Paul and Silas, and they moved into Macedonia. God gave him a vision, gave them a vision, and they moved in. The vision, get the gospel to Macedonia. The victory, it starts with this woman named Lydia, this seller of purple. The victory came through this demon-possessed girl. The people were amazed that Paul cast out this demon. The victory came through a Philippian jailer. When they came about a jail, the jailer, he said, I know I'm a dead duck because they're free from jail. But when you read the text, read it for yourself when you get home. Listen, the jailer and his whole family got saved. That Paul and Silas, they were faithful to move in to what God had called them to do. And so here we are. So as we stand at the brink of another year, what vision is God giving you for 2024? What is it that you want the Lord to do for you? How do we get from a place to where we are to where we want to be? How do we get to this place from vision, what God has shown us, to a place of victory? Paul had a vision for salvation for all of Macedonia. We must have a vision, y'all, to reach people around 1111 Tally Road. A man or woman is crying out for us to come in to help them. Yeah. And so we have to move over. Move out, move in, and lastly, y'all, this is what we have to do. We have to move up. And by moving up, we have to upgrade our thinking, both individually and as a church. Then we have to think God-sized. Let's have faith to believe God like Jabez did. Lord, enlarge my territory and bless me indeed. Y'all, we're moving up, but we need some moving up thinking, some upward thinking, some God-sized thinking, some God-sized faith. That listen, like George and Weezy, we're moving up to the west side, though. And God has something prepared for us. But we have to upgrade our thinking and upgrade our faith to do the things that God is calling us to do. Y'all, sometimes we say that we can't do that. We don't have the resources for it. We don't have the wisdom. We can't do that. But with God, all things are possible. Yeah. Our vision gets so limited sometimes by our circumstances. We look at how much money we have in the bank. We look at how much education we have. We look at how much experience we have. But God don't need none of that. Yeah. That God is a big God. And so, listen, think about this. Helen Keller, she did not allow her circumstances to hold her back. She was deaf and blind. Harvard graduate, lecturer, author, Paul and Silas, they did not allow their circumstances to hinder them or to hold them back. This babbling girl, being in jail, philosophizing with the philosopher, they didn't allow any of that to hold them back. And so we shouldn't either. LLCC, we didn't either. We didn't allow pre-COVID or COVID or anything to hold us back from what God has called us to do. Let's keep moving forward. I'm about done. There's this story, y'all, about this man who had done some wonderful things. And so the king and the kingdom said to the man, listen, you trace out everything you want in this kingdom. You draw it all out, and whatever you draw out, that's exactly what you're going to get. You've done some great things for the kingdom, and so just draw it out. And so the man does something. The man takes his stick, and he draws a circle in the dirt. He draws it all around him. The king is watching. Says, so you can have all the territory you wanted, all the land you wanted. That's as much as you want. That's what's inside this circle. Man said, no, king, you got it wrong. I want everything outside the circle. I believe that's how we ought to think about God. As we get to 11-11 Tally Road, it's not just about what's on 11-11, what's around us. We have to think outside of it. We have to think big. We have to think with big faith and great faith. And everything outside of that circle, we claiming people for the kingdom of God. What's outside your circle today? What's outside your circle? Your ways of being and doing. Think outside the circle and watch what God can do in your life, in my life. Let's move up, y'all. Let's move out. Let's move out on the word of God. And watch what God will do for us in 2024. I'm believing God for some great things, y'all. I ain't got time to testify about all of it. I'm not being greedy, y'all. I'm not being greedy. Listen, I know the building we have right now. I already see another building over to the left of us. It's already on the way, y'all. It's already on. I believe God for that. It's already on the way. Oh, y'all looking at me strange today. God, thank you for your word today. God, I pray your blessings upon your people. As we prepare to move to 11-11 Tally Road, as we stand at the brink of the end of one year, the threshold of another, God, we cannot make it without you. God, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy and for your goodness. We stand on your promises. We stand on your word today, oh God. As you gave the call to Paul and to Silas to go into Macedonia and to reach people for the kingdom, I believe, oh God, you're calling us in this hour to go into the area of West San Antonio, the far west side, and reach people for the kingdom. It's more than a building or a plot of land. It's about a people whose hearts are prepared to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are around us. Strengthen us, oh God. Give us what we need, your wisdom. Thank you for your Holy Spirit and your power to do what you called us to do. And we're determined to move out. As we prepare to pack up everything here at 1715, unpack it, 1111, oh God. You be with us. You lead us. You guide us. And wherever we go, we cannot go there without you. So we trust you and we hold on to your unchanging hand. God, as we prepare to go into a new year, there are needs. God, I pray that you supply every need according to your riches in glory. God, even in this moment, there are broken hearts, there are broken homes, there are broken relationships. God, you can fix it. God, do what only you can do by your power. Holy Spirit, have your way in our heart. Have your way in this moment right now. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your goodness. As we walk into a new season, into a new year, oh God, We know we go only because you are with us. You promised you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us. In this moment, oh God, we pray for that person, that heart that has yet to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, that by the power of your Holy Spirit that you speak to their heart. Holy Spirit, in this moment, do what only you can do, what we cannot do. As we declare your word, preach your word, share your word, allow your word to go out and do what only it can do. It's your word that saves. So draw them by your word. Draw them into your love. Draw them into your salvation by your grace and by your word. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So perhaps there's someone here today. Lord, you're able. Yeah. Perhaps there's someone here today and you're not in a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, he wants that relationship with you. You may be asking, well, how do I do that? The Bible says that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That saves you. It's a true confession, an honest confession that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But Cam, all of us are or have been jacked up at some point. It's just the truth. Because God is holy. I don't care how good you are, your holiness and your goodness will never compare to God. And so if you're here today and you're not in that saving relationship, he wants that relationship with you today. Confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Believe truly in your heart that God raised him from the dead. The Bible says that saves you, that settles it. Does it mean that we crossed every T, dotted every I, we get it all? No, we don't. We walk this thing out. And so if you're here today, we invite you to come. How do you do that? If you're in the house today, you can meet on the other side of this wall in room number one. This is our last time in that room over there, Brother Allen Jones. Last time. A bunch of last times today, y'all. I'm a little emotional. But you can meet on the other side of the wall with one of our new member ministry advisors. They'll gather some information. We'll welcome you with open arms. If you're tuned into Facebook Live today, listen, there is a form that you can fill out. I believe that's flashing across. Is it Facebook Live? They can see that right now. Click on that link, whatever needs to be done, and fill out that information. And I promise you on this coming week, although we're going to be moving, packing up stuff and getting out of here, we are going to take the time to make sure we communicate with you and welcome you with open arms. Amen and amen. God, draw them by your power. God, we're weak, but you're mighty. That we're living in the last and the evil days. Holy Spirit, speak to their hearts. Let them know that yesterday is gone, tomorrow is not promised. All we have is right here, right now, today. And God, you're more than able. We refuse to deny what you're able to do. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think according to the power that works in us. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1715 Grandstand Drive in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for worship service on Sundays at 9 a.m. and for Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, connecting real life to a real faith.